Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. First-generation farmer Ryan Bivens of Hodgensville says the 2018 farming year wrapped up on a positive note despite some challenges. Bivens says his farm is a traditional row crop operation. Bivens says they had their share of challenges on the farm in 2018, especially with the harvest.
Or for soybeans this year, you might say, but all in all, had a good yield. Like I said, we're very blessed with that.
While rainfall is always needed on the farm, he says 2018 was almost more than enough.
The rain certainly presented its problems. I know for us, it was a record year for rainfall this year, so a little over 70 inches.
We'll continue visiting with Ryan Bivens in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. So that's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Hodgensville farmer Ryan Bivens says watching crops grow each year on the farm is what he truly enjoys.
We start out the seed. And, you know, fruits of our labor come harvest time.
He says he also enjoys giving back to the agriculture industry in a number of ways.
I had a college professor one time tell me, he said, no matter what you produced or what you were involved in, you need to be associated with your industry.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.